Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we were talking about how things of this world change from time to time, and things of God are consistently the same over the years. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Philippians 3:13-14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My friend, God's forgiven you of your sin. You've confessed it. You've forsaken it. Now forget it. Oh, the world will try to bring it back up, and Satan will bring it back to your mind every day if you can. But you just leave that and you just start pressing toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, stability comes in the trials of life by continually reaching unto those things which are before, singing the songs of the Lord. We must remember, my friend, our best is yet to come, and it is forever. It's not temporal, as this old world's things are temporal. I can remember, as a teenager, there was a shirt some of the kids were wearing. It's called a surfer shirt. And a surfer shirt had a button about halfway down the front, and it's a pullover shirt with buttoning, and then it had no collar. Kind of a broadcloth type of a shirt, and a lot of guys were wearing it in the Florida area, and, you know, to have that shirt on as a teenager, boy, that just made you cool. But about a year and a half later, if you wore one like that out, the kids would start laughing. Did your mother make you wear that? Are you being punished? And all the world thought it was the greatest thing at one time, and in a short period of time, it was laughable. Well, the world's things are always so temporal. Now, for us, we walk with God, and that walk needs to be consistent. Consistent in effort. Don't let it just fall to routine, where we have motion without heart. As the psalmist says in chapter 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The 71st division of Psalm, in verse 18, says, now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. You know, in old age, you really can't do same things physically that you used to do. Yet, you might find that the power of God is greater. Well, he said here that the statutes of God, they have been his song in the house. His songs in the house of his pilgrimage. He's speaking of his body. The pilgrimage is our time on earth. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. But if it is my body, which it is then also speaking of my heart. Why? Because of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When King Saul was troubled, David played soothing songs on his harp, and the evil spirit went away from Saul. Paul and Silas sang in prison, undoing what Satan had done and gaining more souls for Jesus Christ. My friend, our time here is short. When you listen to this broadcast, I'll be 61 years old. If I get 3 score and 10, I've got 9 left. Okay? It's not even in double digits anymore. But I don't want to stand at the plate with a bat on my shoulder. If I go down, I want to go down swinging. I want to go down trying to hit a home run. In other words, I want to go down doing the will of God. And so, our time is short, and it's a hostile world. Allow the Word of God to be of comfort and encouragement. Let Him minister to your heart. Let Him do the work that only He can do. Let Him be your encouragement. My friend, that calls for you to maybe even get some of those old hymns of the faith. Go into a church hymnal, if your church still has them, and get those old hymns of the faith that are doctrinally right, and learn those things, sing them, and let them become a song in your heart. And you'd be surprised at how often it's a help to you in the trials of life. You know, I can't help but to think of little toddlers now. When they hear a loud boom, a loud noise outside, that toddler runs to the arms of Daddy, and he's at peace. Why? Because Daddy is his stability. He finds comfort in those arms. Now, they're not smooth arm. They're not soft arm. But they are stability for him, because he trusts in both the love and the power of those arms. My friend, I can tell you of some arms that have nail scars on the hands at the end of those arms that are greater than any arm. And they are your stability in your earthly pilgrimage. So this verse 55 shows us the sweet contrast of leaning on those everlasting arms. He says, I have remembered thy name. Well, that is the character when he speaks of the name. The name is referring to the character. I have remembered the character of your person, is what he's saying. Your character, your person, is faithful, dependable. O Lord Jehovah, I know he cares in the night. This is a world of darkness, my friend. And we know that most men love darkness rather than light. But it's in those ominous times of life you find out that he was there all the time. Those times when you thought he wasn't there at all, he was there all the time. And he is there because he doesn't slumber nor sleep, who keepeth us. Therefore, take comfort, just as a child does with a nightlight in a dark bedroom. Now, friend, when you compromise the Word and worship God, you effectively remove all peace and comfort for the troubled heart in the storms of life. You might say, the nightlight goes out. The relief the world gives is so short-lived. Hebrews 11:13-16 needs to be our driving goal. Listen as I read. These all died in faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Well, you know, if these people had never followed God, they'd all be dead right now, just as they are all dead right now. Whether they lived for God or not, they'd be dead. Some of those, like Abraham's been with the Lord for 3,000 years. You think that he's glad he followed the Lord in this short lifespan that he had? And he lived longer than you and I do. He lived 175 years. Don't you think that he's glad that he was obedient and he walked with God? You see, my friend, our stability is in heaven. The promises of God are sure. And so just like those people did back in that day, be persuaded of that and embrace that promise and confess, hey, I'm just a stranger and a pilgrim on this earth. So we saw E was for energized and S was for stability. But finally, we see the last letter of ESP. P is for possession, verse 56. He says, this I had because I kept thy precept. I like that first statement, this I had. It's a possessive statement. And see what he had. He had comfort. He had encouragement. He had joy. He had renewed life. He had hope. He had peace. How did he have all that? By sticking to the Word of God, regardless of the outside world and its attacks. Their horrors and derisions are great, but my God is greater. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. We're also told in 1 John 5, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. That means obedience to the Word of God. But it also means this. Keep on keeping on. Don't quit. Keep the eyes of your spirit focused on pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See your vocation in this life as a means for serving God. Then see the attacks that come as proving your faith and love for God. See that all these terrible trials, and some of them are great, as the opportunity God has entrusted you with to show your love and trust for Him. And allow that to testify to others of the faithfulness of Christ. I think of Elimelech. He heard there was more bread in Moab than there was in Bethlehem, and he took off, took his family and picked up and left. 10 years later, Elimelech is dead. Both of his sons are dead. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.